Oh, man, it's synchronized wristband season, everybody. Sweet Jesus.
Get there early.
Oh,
be in
man.
Your seats.
Don't want to miss Sheila E. and her drum. All right, listen, we'll get to it in the 4 o'clock.
I was there for that night.
You cannot expect us to open up with Pistons. We do have to open up on a sadder note, Rico. Dream has died. Dream has died. I do feel good that we played a role in it. I feel good that we drove Max Crosby to insanity, that we got Lions fans to flood social media. But Max Crosby has gone on his podcast and basically just said, I hate my life. I'm getting driven to madness by Lions fans. I want to be a writer. I've had it. There'll be no more. You made Max Crosby sound like Winnebago man. No more.
Did we take it too far?
No, not far enough. So listen, now the question becomes, all right, if Crosby's off the board, who the hell can this team get that makes you excited about Lions football and makes you, in your mind, the clear favorite in the NFC? Who is it? And that's the conversation we need to have. And I think a move was made in the NFL. You suggested this. It's a good idea by you, Rico. Okay. We're using DeAndre Hopkins as the barometer. DeAndre Hopkins got traded from the Titans to the Chiefs. And I don't like assessing a player's value for what they did with their current team. I think it's about how they fit with your team. Clearly, DeAndre Hopkins with the Chiefs, a bit of a quarterback upgrade there. Bit of an offense upgrade. It just... I think Hopkins will be impactful for the Chiefs. I think it takes them from being clear, not as good as Baltimore, to maybe as good.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. Are we going to get better or worse than DeAndre Hopkins to address our need?
Mm-hmm.
Edge rusher. 248-539-9797. I'd also say I blame TJ Lang for the dream dying. He didn't do his job.
Didn't work hard enough?
No, he didn't.
Well, you know, he's the Lions sideline reporter, so he has
I don't care. That dead-end gig. He had a job to do. If he truly cared about his hometown, he would have got Max here.
Well, he's the ambassador for the new bowl game.
Please, he's an ambassador for tobacco. To hell with him, his bowl game, and everything associated with him. I want to know, are we going to get better or worse than Hopkins to address our edge rusher needs? 248-539-9797. Go ahead.
I think we're going to get better. I think we're going to get better than Hopkins, because here's what a lot of people, this isn't Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins from seven, 8 years ago. Okay. So he's there because the Chiefs just need some receiving help because everybody keeps getting injured. Xavier Worthy's going to be that deep threat. He's pretty much going to be the guy that gets the first downs for them. But I do think the Lions will go out and get something. I'm so encouraged every time I hear Campbell on our show, on the morning show, talk about, hey, we know we got to do something. Now, there may be a little sense of urgency because you see the Chiefs making a move, and this is what big boys do. Have a need, you fill the need. You don't mess around. You don't play around. You don't try to get some practice squad player. Go out there, and it probably won't cost you any of the first-round picks, so fans can calm down. But you see, guy. I'm thinking probably like Zadarius going out and getting him from the Browns. There's people out there that you can get to fill the need, because what you're not trying to do is replace Hutchinson long term. You're just trying to get maybe 60 to 65% of that, of what he did, the effectiveness.
60 or 65%?
Because, Mike.
Come on, man.
Mike, looking at this for the short term.
Man.
Now, when you put that. Because you're probably not going to get Myles Garrett. That's just not how it really works in the NFL.
You're a liar.
Okay.
come on, man. Kenny, we getting better or worse than Hopkins on an impact level now that TJ failed us?
I would love to say we're going to get better. I just think with this front office, we saw it last season when they were clearly good enough to be a Super Bowl team, them just not do anything and punt. I don't know if that's what they do this year. They might address it. They might nickel and dime their way to addressing it, but I got to see it to believe it with this group. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think you'll be vilified for saying it, to be quite honest.
See, I think they will, Kenny, And your problem, I mean, what? Hopkins went for a fifth-round pick. It'll be a fourth-rounder if they make the Super Bowl or if, depending on how many starts.
How about the Chiefs cheaping out? They could have had Cooper Kupp. They were in conversations with the Rams. They didn't want to give up a two for Kupp.
And see, and that's why I say I think it's going to be better because people are going to see the name DeAndre Hopkins. Like, oh, my God. But this isn't 2017 when he was the man. This is DeAndre Hopkins 2025.
Yeah, but let's be fair. Hop.
He's still good.
Yeah, and I just think the guy's been in purgatory now in Tennessee, right?
He has, Mike, but the skills start to erode. Speed's not quite there the way it used to be. So that's why, yeah, it sounds on paper like, oh, my God, the Chiefs got over.
I just feel like the Chiefs needed a human being.
They did.
With functional limbs.
They did.
To play opposite Worthy and Kelce.
And that's what they got.
Yeah, and he's a high-level contest catch guy. He'll be okay. I'm with you. He's not going to be an all-pro.
Now you got to make sure he's engaged because he can check out at any moment
but he's
and
with
just
the
say,
Chiefs
F this team.
Nah, he's got Mahomes. He's got the Chiefs. He's got a chance to win a ring. If this doesn't engage you, quit. Not you, fair. I'm saying. It's just like.
No. I get what you're saying. But before, people are like, oh, my God. You know, you got to go and get Miles. Oh, whoa. If this isn't that same D-Hop.
Why did TJ let us down? God, he has no life. He has nothing to do. He's got all the spare time in the world. He's retired.
He's got to go to the hockey games and stuff and children's things.
All he had to do.
David knows about
that. I'm telling you, if he would have sent the text that I had typed on his phone to Max, this would have gone differently.
TJ's going to learn like I did. Never leave your phone unlocked around Mike.
I was just like, look, are you good if I send this to Max? And I mean, he took those big bear paws and he's like, no. I'm like, what are you scared of? There's nothing bad in there. Just told him to act like a man and come home.
Okay.
Dave, are we getting better or worse than Hopkins to address our needs? Come on.
Based on the track record of Brad Holmes.
Don't say it.
Does it make splashy moves? I'm going to say worse.
Come on, dude. You guys are killing the vibe today. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's just what I believe on the track record.
Give me an example of worse. Like, what is less impactful than Hopkins with the Chiefs? Edge rusher comp for the Lions. Give me that name that you go, that's it? Come up with a name.
I don't know if I would put Za'Darius Smith in that category.
I don't think that's fair. I think Za'Darius is
better. No, he is better that's than better. Hopkins.
Or at least on par with what Casey.
So I'm going to say Aziz would be worse.
Oh, Jalari?
Because he has an injury history.
David, he'll get hurt on his way to the airport.
And that's why I'm saying that would be worse.
TSA screening. He'll careen off the gate and blow his knee up.
Maybe he's got pre-check.
See, I look at Aziz. Yeah, okay. You know what? You're right. Because if he gets injured, he can't help the team. He's the type of dude who'll get drilled with the beverage
guard.
He's
Davenport.
Okay. He'll be sitting in the aisle seat, blown out kneecap. What happened, beverage guard?
Some kid leans the seat back too far.
No, I will say, though, the airlines need to tone it down a little. They're a little aggressive with that beverage guard. They're clipping people left and right, man.
I think that's how they get back at passengers.
Yeah, but I
oh, I'm sorry, sir. Did I hit you?
Man.
Bastard.
Tough in the streets, man. Right. You see people just getting hit-sticked by the beverage guard. Mm-hmm. That would be Ogilaria.
Call me waitress one more time. Okay.
Whoa. 248-539-9797. David, early returns on the ticket text. TJ failed us. Crosby went on his pod. Lion fans, you were great. You did your job. And he said it. I can't open my phone without Lions fan, Lions fan, Lions fan. Love you guys. Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate that you understood the assignment. But now it seems like the dream has died. And I got to be honest, I think less of Max Crosby. How do you want to stay with that rat bleep franchise?
Well, that's what just came in. Well, you're a loser for not wanting to come to Detroit. Have fun losing in Las Vegas.
Go now Lions. We start an anti-Crosby campaign. I'm going to start doing political ads against Crosby. Max Crosby hates Detroit. Honestly, the way these ads are structured, you can do whatever you want.
That's true.
Max Crosby hates babies.
Show a picture of him in black and white walking very slowly.
Max Crosby voted to take your automotive jobs. And you're like, wait, he's not even a senator.
He has tattoos. Would you let him babysit your kids?
That's not Max Crosby's real hair. This message was paid for by Rico Beard.
He has too many X's in his name.
Can't trust a guy with two X's.
Getting worse, someone says. Holmes has proven that he isn't willing to make the move.
Come on.
At DN, just look at last year.
See, I'm going to stand up for him because we have to stop judging him by last year because I truly believe it's going to be different this year. Because
and that's
I think
the same thing. We're not going to judge Scott Harris on last year.
Yeah.
Okay, clean slate now, Scott. Agree?
Yes.
Brad Holmes, Scott Harris. It's a Spider-Man meme.
No, it is.
2024, I'm not holding 23 against them.
Because for both teams, you entered into new territory. You can't go backwards. Your team doesn't want to go backwards. You have to go out and address. You can't do what you did last year, and I don't think that they will. The fact that they're openly talking about Dan Campbell is free enough to talk about it on our airwaves tells me they're doing something. We may not agree with it because think about it. We didn't agree when they got Jahmyr Gibbs. We were like, oh, the running back thing. It worked out. We ended up looking silly because it worked, at least for now. I don't know if you're going to re-sign him, but it works for now. I think the same will happen. He will go out and get somebody.
Max Crosby hates your mother. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people. We got to start working in reality now, which is just no damn fun.